Well, there are quite a few poems about a different kind of departure from the ones in The Moving Target. Or, if there are different kinds of departure, a departure seen in a different way. And some of them are projected in different ways, too, as are these next two poems. This next poem is again a poem in the second person, is addressed to some figure. And I think there are quite a number of things I can say about it that will make it clearer listening to, that you'd see yourselves at once if you were reading it off the page. The occasion of it, or the ostensible occasion of it, was the 50th anniversary of the Battle of Verdun, which was the turning point, probably, of the First World War. The casualties on both sides were numbered in millions, and France really never recovered from the Battle of Verdun, though it's, you know, one of the only real proud things in modern French military history. And, of course, all of the men who'd survived it had very strong feelings about the 50th anniversary in the way that old veterans do. And so the poem is addressed to one of these people, who is a French peasant named Edouard. But, I mean, Edouard is deliberately evoked also because of the Scottish ballad, Edward, Edward, which adds a whole, if I may use the word again, ironic kind of dimension to the way the poem happens, the way it moves out of its title and into the person it's addressed to. And the assumption, which is the thing that you notice in these men who've been through this kind of appalling thing and come out of it, is that they regard it very often not as the most appalling thing that ever happened to them, but as in some ways the most marvelous thing that ever happened to them. And this is one of the mysterious and sometimes desperate things about looking at the human animal, which includes oneself. Anyway, that's quite enough to say about this poem, which is just called Edouard. Edouard, shall we leave tomorrow for Verdun again? Shall we set out for the great days and never be the same? Never? Time is what is left. Shall we start this time in the spring and they lead your cows out next week to sell at the fair and the brambles learn to scribble over the first field? Edouard, shall we have gone when the leaves come out, but before the heat slows the grand marches? Days like those, the heights and the dying at thy right hand, sound a long horn. And here the bright handles will fog over. Things will break and stay broken in the keeping of women. The sheep get lost. The barns burn unconsoled in the darkness. Edouard, what would you have given not to go, sitting last night in by the fire, again? But shall we be the same? Tomorrow night shall we not have gone, leaving the faces and nightingales? As you know, we will live. And what never comes back will be you and me.